From the newsroom at Performance Radio, this is local news on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. One out-of-state man in Huron for the South Dakota State Fair won't be a part of opening day.
We had an officer stop an Alabama-plated vehicle for speeding around by the fairgrounds. The officer had his suspicions. Our canine unit was called out to that vehicle because they denied us consent to search it. Our dog indicated to the vehicle, and the search of the vehicle resulted in felony prescription pills possession. The owner of the vehicle was arrested for possession of controlled substance for pills. He was also arrested for possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony.
Officer Corey Borg with the Huron Police Department says the men admitted to being in Huron for the state fair.
During the interview of the two people in the vehicle, they both stated that they were here to work at the fair. They didn't, I don't believe they said what part of the fairgrounds they were working at, but they did state that they were here to work at the fair.
The passenger was released. The name of the driver has not been released. It's the second incident involving the arrest of carnival workers this month in South Dakota. Two men were arrested August 5th prior to the Sioux Empire Fair in Sioux Falls on drug charges after police intercepted a package containing 37 grams of crack cocaine. Area law enforcement officials assisted the Huron Police Department with a narcotics search of the Huron High School yesterday. Public Information Officer Corey Borg says police service dogs from the Huron Police Department and Girald and Spink County Sheriff's Offices helped lead to one arrest.
The search at the high school today resulted in three tobacco violations. Also involved an arrest for a juvenile for possession of marijuana and possession of alcohol by a minor.
Borg says getting assistance from the canine units from outside of Huron benefits not only Huron, but the units assisting, too.
The canine handlers all have about the same level of experience. You know, all of them are within an hour of Huron. And handlers all coordinate with each other to help each other out during school searches because school searches are so big that one dog just can't do it all. They'd be there for 8 hours and probably still not get it done with one dog. So by bringing in a couple extra dogs, we can cover a bigger area and get it all done in a faster time.
The search was conducted from 9:30 to 11:45 a.m. Wednesday. During that time, students were kept in their classrooms. School searches are set up at random between the department's school resource officer and canine officer. The canine units from Girald and Spink counties have teamed up before with the Huron Police for similar school searches and training sessions. It is Thursday and time to check in with the Huron Chamber and Visitors Bureau. We say hello to Erica Woodbury. Hello, Erica.
Thank you very much and a very happy South Dakota State Fair weekend. The State Fair is happening August 29th, which is today, and goes through September 2nd. That's at the South Dakota State Fairgrounds here in Huron, of course. On Friday, the VFW will hold bingo at the Huron Mall. That starts at 7 p.m. And then on the 31st, Andy's Road Race will happen at Memorial Park. Call 350-2943 for more information. The Huron Farmers Market will be open from 8 a.m. until noon on Saturday. They're located for the time being at 18th and Lincoln Southwest. On September 1st, the First United Methodist Church will have their South Dakota Rock Service at the Dakotaland Stage during the State Fair. And then on September 3rd, the Farmers Market will again be open at 18th and Lincoln Southwest from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. On September 4th, it's Back to Football Friday. Wear your favorite football jersey. Businesses and organizations are encouraged to organize activities that will promote wellness this day. If you have questions, email Dr. Wayne at cairoassociates.us. On September 6th, the Huron High School Homecoming Parade will be at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Tailgate party is at 5:30, sponsored by Avail Wealth Management. And then the football game is at 7 o'clock at Tiger Stadium. Also on September 6th, that's VFW Bingo Night again at 7 p.m. at the Huron Mall. Then on the 6th and 7th, there will be a Hunt Safe course at Beadle County Sportsman's Club. Call 353-7145 for more information. Once again, Farmers Market will be at 3rd and Lincoln Southwest on September 7th. That's at 8 a.m. until noon. And then on September 8th, the Elks will have a pancake feed from 9 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon. That's at the Huron Elks Lodge. That's going to do it. Hope you all have a wonderful State Fair weekend. Until next week, I'm Erica Woodbury with the Huron Chamber and Visitors Bureau with your chamber happenings and visitor highlights.
Thank you very much, Erica. AARP South Dakota, in cooperation with the South Dakota State Fair, is working to fight hunger in South Dakota. Kathy McClear with AARP South Dakota says fairgoers are invited to bring a non-perishable food item to any gate at the state fairgrounds Friday morning.
Well, this is actually the third year that we've held a Drive to End Hunger food drive in conjunction with the South Dakota State Fair. And we're really pleased to be able to offer this again. All you have to do is bring a non-perishable food item to any gate Friday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and you can get $2 off your admission to the State Fair.
McClear says they've had good cooperation the last few years.
Over the last 2 years, we've collected more than 3,800 pounds of food. And once again, all of the hunger collected will stay locally. It'll go to Hunger Solutions right here in South Dakota, helping the folks that need it most.
McClear says there is a continued need for the food donations. And severe thunderstorms marched across Spink County Wednesday morning. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for parts of northern Hand and Hyde County around 4:30 a.m. The National Weather Service in Aberdeen reported a wind gust of 80 miles an hour in Miranda in Fault County around 5:40 a.m. Numerous 2-foot diameter trees were reported snapped off at the base 8 miles southeast of Zell near the Hand-Fault-Spink County line. A garage was destroyed and debris strewn in a field. A number of campers were tipped over by the storm near Cottonwood Lake in southwest Spink County. Winds pulled down a number of trees and tulare, and many windows were blown in as well. Chantel Cheddar said via the Performance Radio news page on Facebook, similar damage was reported south of Hitchcock. Tom Glanzer with Northwestern Energy says they did have some loss of power on their system.
Yeah, we had some pretty strong winds go through the area. Kind of woke everybody up this morning around that 6 o'clock hour. Tulare, Hitchcock, Will Lake, all those towns experienced some outages. Trees falling over onto a couple power lines. We did lose one pole in Will Lake, so not big widespread outages, just customers here and there.
Roof damage was caused to the school building in Tulare, and grain bins were reported rolled over in Carpenter in Clark County. The Aberdeen Weather Service office surveyed the damage and concluded straight line winds approaching 100 miles an hour did the damage in Spink County. They found no evidence of tornadic circulation. That's local news on Dakota Country, 1210 KOKK. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. News from across South Dakota is coming up.
News for Huron.
The suspects, although we had photographs and surveillance video, they were not known to us. However, deputies down in Girard County and Sanborn County recognized them.
And the surrounding area.
Mr. Harris made all of those decisions. He chose to drink, he chose to drive, he chose to speed, he chose to run the stop sign.
With 15-time Eric Severide award-winning news director, Zach Nelson, only on 1340 KIJV.
In news across South Dakota, there might be less twinkle in the sky above Rapid City next Christmas. Public Works Committee members have recommended taking down a star from atop the Skyline Water Tower that was put up in 2006 to help spread holiday cheer. The Public Works Director says it's become a safety issue for city employees, interferes with communications equipment, and the lights can hardly be seen. The City Council in Rapid City will decide the matter September 3rd. The Performing Arts Center of Rapid City has to come up with another name. The school board voted 4-3 Tuesday against changing it to the Dakota Center for the Performing Arts. Three board members say they don't want the public to make any connection between the newly renovated high school and the building's previous incarnation as Dakota Middle School. The Performing Arts Center is a separate entity from the Rapid City High School, which opened Monday and brings students in the alternative high school programs together under one roof. Other names include City Center for the Performing Arts, Coolidge Center for the Performing Arts, Center for the Performing Arts, and Rapid City Center for the Performing Arts. Dakota Rural Action says South Dakota residents who produce electricity from small solar and wind installations should get a fair price when they sell that power. The Grassroots Agriculture and Conservation Group says small wind and solar installations represent the future of energy production. A Menards store planned for Pier is expected to create between 150 and 200 jobs. Mayor Lori Gill says the expected $2.5 million in annual salaries will be a big boost to the local economy. The store is scheduled to open in 2015. Governor Dennis Dugard says his first skydive was an absolutely incredible experience. The governor jumped from a plane over Madison last night in tandem with an instructor and fell 10,000 feet before landing safely in a field. He did it to fulfill a pledge to help raise money for the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And a Yankton man avoided prison time Tuesday when he was sentenced on a felony drug charge. But to do so, 26-year-old Carlos Claudio must stop getting women pregnant. That was one of the conditions ordered by Judge Tim Bjorkman. During the sentencing hearing, Claudio admitted having three children by three different women when Bjorkman asked him if it would be a good idea to stop having children while on probation. Claudio replied he never planned to have children. Deputy Steve Haar arrested Claudio April 6th after he found bath salts, marijuana, and rolling papers during a traffic stop. Claudio pleaded guilty to possession of a controlled substance. Bjorkman issued a suspended three-year prison term and ordered Claudio to serve 90 days in jail, staggered over time, placed him on 2 years probation under numerous conditions, including he avoid impregnating women, plus fines, court costs, and other fees. That is news from across South Dakota. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting.